Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Something else.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 27th of June of the year 2020, and in 1746, on this day, famously, Flora MacDonald helped Bonnie Prince Charlie, disguised as Betty Burke, an Irish maid, evade capture by landing him on the Isle of Skye, initiating the tradition that became pop culture phenomenon RuPaul's Drag Race, Royal Ruville Escape Room Edition. So that's something to look forward to. And on this date, in 1955, the first automobile seatbelt legislation was enacted in Illinois, leading to an increasing degradation of our culture where we're now forced to wear masks. Oh, it's a slippery slope. Your guest today on the podcast, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman.
Hello, Alice.
Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
As always, on the weekend, we take a step back from the piranha-filled pool that is the daily 24-hour news cycle and swing on the strong liana that is the weekend magazine. Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in sports for our top feature section. But first, some parts of the weekend magazine we won't have time for. In the Weekend Magazine today, 18 surprising facts you won't be surprised by, as well as 6 inexplicable pictures of supernatural events that are just clotheslines in dim lighting, as well as 8 statues we can all be offended by, with a double-page spread of some really offensive statues. Well, that's all the time we have for the feature sections we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because how do you know who you are unless you want something? The nature of being is complex. Take half a glass of water, for example. First, it's not you. Then, it is you. Then, it's not you again. Half a glass of water. I drink, therefore I am. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. Little Red Riding Werewolf is a fairy tale detective romance thriller with a supernatural twist. A sexy sequel to the famous fairy tale, Little Red Riding Werewolf is the 4th in Dancy Lagarde's series of fairy tale sexy remixes. Gil is a buxom beauty with auburn locks who won't be told what to do. Half werewolf, half granddaughter, she is the dangerous offspring between a big bad wolf and his beloved riding hood wearing witch. Gil spends her days gathering herbs in the forest and her nights as an exotic dancer at a werewolf bar. She's protected by her pack of biker werewolves who seek to protect her innocence, but her free spirit calls for adventure. Told to stay in the woods lest she stray into the path of one of the wolves' natural woodsman enemies, Gil rebels and heads to the nearest lumberjack station. caught in a woodvalanche. She is trapped under a pile of wood until she's rescued by Jack the Lumberjack, whom she immediately recognizes as her destined mate. Jack is struck by the beauty of the beautiful redhead with the mysterious eyes and the musky wolfish scent, and they impulsively kiss, unwittingly activating a life bond that can never be broken. They must consummate their connection within 14 days, or they will both explode. But Gil demands a proper courtship and love before she is mounted by her fated mate. But as they explore their deepening connection up against some trees, Gil's tribe discovers them in all but flagrante and realizes that Jack's of the tribe of woods folks who killed her grandfather, the wolf. Parted by force, they are reunited at the full moon when Jack is staked out for Gil's inner beast to destroy. Will she accidentally eat her fated mate in a blood frenzy, or will they have aggressive wolf sex under the pervert moon? They must escape to the Forbidden Mountain and make their home among the outcasts and misfits of the Forbidden Zone. Will Jack and Gil ever make it up the hill to a place they can call home? Find out in Little Red Riding Werewolf. Available now only during your period.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top feature section in this week's Weekend Magazine. Your top feature section is sports. Andrew Zaltzman, you've watched sports. Tell me what's happening in the world of sports right now.
Well, sport has come back. Football is back here in Britain, and it's rubbish. It's really, really rubbish. It looks rubbish, and it feels rubbish. And it turns out that football is simply not the same spectacle without being able to see and hear 30,000 people calling a referee a f***ing stupid, f***ing shitting. It's just not the same. It lacks something. I mean, it's not the same. It's not the same thing without seeing a honed, extravagantly talented super athlete performing an act of extraordinary, if pointless, finesse, using skills and spatial awareness and gymnastic prowess and a surgical biomechanical precision that have been honed and sharpened over decades, before the supporters of the opposition team react to his virtuosity by swearing at him, doing wanker signs at him, and looking about as full of joy and admiration as they would be if he just pissed through their letterbox. That's what professional football is all about.
Yeah, it's almost like when you can't watch other people caring about it, you realize that it's not worth caring about.
Exactly. I mean, this could really undermine everything that we hold dear in not just football but life itself. I mean, it's not about the actual football. That's generally a bit dull, as self-perpetuating plutocracies that have forgotten their fundamental reason for existing tend to be. It's supposed to be an outlet for fury and that most human emotion, visceral disrespect for people more talented and successful than us. And if you're not able to appreciate that level of the game, all you've got left is people kind of jogging around, generally not very quickly, kicking a ball to something that's often slightly too far away. I mean, it's not completely without merit, but it definitely lacks something. It's like a restaurant where you only get to read the menu, or it's like a film where every 5 minutes a big graphic pops up saying, of course, this is only pretend. It's like hardcore pornography on the radio. It just doesn't quite work.
So I've noticed that, yes, they're faking out the audience in a lot of these football games, or it makes it feel a lot like watching somebody else play FIFA.
Yes.
What other things are sports trying in these new trying times?
Well, they're trying all kinds of things. A lot of sports are trying new formats to make them more exciting, attract a younger audience, a bigger audience in athletics. Also using technology now, so people don't have to be in the same place. They had a marathon with 20 of the world's top distance runners all in their own homes. And it was the virtual marathon. They were all on treadmills running a computer simulation of the 26 miles that the ancient Greek messenger Pheidippides ran from the battlefield at Marathon to Athens to announce the result of the battle in the year 490 BC. World number one, Eliud Kipchoge, was disqualified after finishing the race, but saying the Persians won, so he got the key bit wrong there. Germany's Jürgen Schlackenhorst couldn't even remember who'd fought in the battle, so he too missed out. Canadian runner Colin Droger, he was found to have done 12 miles in the middle of the race on a motor racing simulator, so he was disqualified for cheating. And Britain's Mo Farah complained that he was the only one of the athletes who'd committed to the contest by first running the 300-mile round trip to and from a simulated Sparta, as Pheidippides had done back in 490 BC before he gave the final score and dropped dead of excessive jogging. So they're kind of working through the slight flaws in these new formats. A new tennis tournament as well, Wax Slam Tennis, developed by top coach Drevel Sparchok, in which players can use special joker cards for a set number of points every set, such as making their opponent use a frying pan, releasing a warthog into their opponent's half of the court on a key point. That's a real test of concentration, that, and on occasion also of balance. Then there's this one, if you can play your Robo Nizovic card, in which your serve is performed by the Robo Nizovic, which is a 10-foot robot based on the Croatian former Wimbledon champion Goran Ivanišević, that's able to serve at 240 miles an hour. You can also make 1 point a set. You can make your opponent's mother or father play the point for them. And you can choose balls from different sports as well. And man, do golf balls fly off a tennis racket. And also, is the human eye socket not designed to ward off golf balls? World number 132, Carlos Muchabuena, could be out for a while. Also, the key part of Wax Slam Tennis is that the score at the end of the game is not decided by what's actually happened on the court, because such a the assumed attention spans of sports fans, everyone will have forgotten. It's just decided by a Twitter vote. Organisers have claimed that it's 214% more exciting than real actual tennis, and that all the things that make tennis popular and enthralling have been successfully replaced by more exciting things. And this excitement was concentrated into only 12% of the time taken to play a traditional tennis match, making it something like 8.5 times more than that, 214% more exciting. It's all quite confusing statistically, but the initial spectator reaction was a little mixed. Traditional fans saying it was, quote, a steaming pile of shit, and new fans complained that the warthog didn't either explode or hump the umpire's chair. So they're still trying to find that happy middle ground between tradition and innovation. And also a lot of sports are teaming up, because there's a competitive marketplace and not all these sports can survive on their own. So there's these new experimental hybrid events that are trying to attract fans of both of different sports, and the whitewater rafting, archery, dressage, triathlon, that struggle actually. So in test events, there's been some problems that has led to the order of the events being changed, so that the dressage phase is after the whitewater rafting but before the archery, after a spate of drowned and shot horses did not go down well with today's more snowflakish test audience.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top feature section in the Weekend Magazine, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and someone... That's you today, Andrew. I always knew you were someone. Domino's Pizza just released a tip to its customers to prevent soggy pizza. They suggest microwaving it with half a cup of water. Can you confirm if the powerful water lobby is behind this recommendation and what they have to say to angry customers who say the trick doesn't work? Sincerely, Jane. Jane, this is a very stupid email. There's no such thing as a powerful water lobby. Water is powerful in and of itself. It doesn't need a lobby. It speaks for itself. Also, Domino's Pizza is not good pizza. Don't at me. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Remember, you too can send a really stupid letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, there's a new app that I'm a brand ambassador for, the Spontaneit app, it's to try and bring some freshness to your life. You sign up for a weekly fee, and at some point in the week, something spontaneous will happen to you, like a takeaway that you haven't ordered, a bunch of flowers arriving that no one sent you, a Tinder date you haven't swiped on, turning up, banging on your front window, swearing at you. But it's a great way of bringing some unpredictability, some scheduled unpredictability into your life, particularly during lockdown when everything seemed rather monotonous and homogenous. So, yeah, do download the Spontaneit app. It could really shake things up. And it's backed by a very wealthy company of divorce lawyers.
Your guest today, Andrew Zaltzman, can be found on previous episodes, including episode 1 and episode 125, if you want to go back into our back catalogue for more brilliant Andrew Zaltzman work. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.